Seems like every week another federal judge strikes down a ban on same-sex marriage. Last week it was Pennsylvania and Oregon. Before that it was Idaho, Arkansas, handful of others. This all comes after the Supreme Court struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act. The High Court ruled that it was unconstitutional for the federal government to limit the definition of marriage to just a man and a woman. So why did that rule apply to the states? Peter Nicholas is a law professor at the University of Washington. He told Marcy Silman that the Supreme Court was careful not to overreach.
Some of the decision had what you might call a federalism flavor to it, a sort of states' rights flavor to it. The decision was written by Justice Kennedy, who is known for being a proponent of states' rights. Basically, what Justice Kennedy said was, states have historically always been the entities that have defined who gets to get married and who does not, and so the federal government really has no place refusing to recognize a marriage that a state has chosen to recognize.
So the other thing, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court rules narrowly based on the case in front of it. It also bases its rulings on precedents. So once a rule is established, they follow that rule until another rule comes along. But, for example, if a federal judge strikes down an amendment to, say, Idaho's state constitution, does that set a precedent for other states? In other words, why would Oregon have to go through the same exact process if it's already illegal in Idaho?
The way our system is set up, we have a variety of district-level judges that are at the state level, and those are the ones that so far have been deciding most of these marriage cases. And their decisions are only binding on the particular jurisdiction they're in, which is usually just a single state. And so while they have what might be known as persuasive effect on other judges, meaning that the other judges will take a look at it and might decide, well, I agree with that reasoning, it's not binding on other federal judges. It's only as you go up the chain. So, for example, if right now a federal district court judge in Nevada who recently decided that it was okay for Nevada to deny marriage to same-sex couples is in the Ninth Circuit. And depending on how the Ninth Circuit rules, that could bind other states within the Ninth Circuit, but that still wouldn't bind states on the other coast, for example.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I'm speaking with University of Washington law professor Peter Nicholas. And in a lot of states, for example, Pennsylvania, the court ruled that same-sex couples could marry. The governor there, and in Oregon, I understand, had the option to challenge the ruling and chose not to. Do you expect cases, if a governor would decide to challenge a court's findings, for those kinds of cases to end up in the Supreme Court?
Sure. So yeah, we've added two states to the ledger of places where same-sex couples could marry because, like California, the elected officials in Oregon and Pennsylvania chose not to appeal those decisions. There's a lot of other federal court decisions, like in Utah and in Idaho, where the governors or the attorney generals are appealing those decisions. And so what we're going to see, it may eventually get to the Supreme Court, but it's not going to be on a fast track there. Like I said, Nevada, for example, in 2012, I believe, a federal judge held that their ban on same-sex marriage was constitutional, and the Ninth Circuit still hasn't ruled on that yet. So we're going to have to wait for the courts of appeal to decide these issues, and the U.S. Supreme Court is probably going to wait for several courts of appeal to address this issue before they decide to take it up.
Peter, how many states now allow same-sex marriage? Is it 19?
It's 19 plus the District of Columbia, if you're counting Oregon and Pennsylvania, because those are states where now couples are able to get married. There's numerous other states, sort of hard to keep track of exactly, like Utah and Idaho, Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and Michigan. And those are in various stages of appellate review. Most of those decisions have been stayed pending review. So although in some places couples were able to get married for a few days while, you know, the appeal was pending, there's no other state where actively it's possible for a same-sex couple to marry.
I would assume that for proponents of same-sex marriages in those places, this road toward legality is very long and tedious, or at least seems long and tedious. I'm curious how what happened in Washington State compares to other parts of the country.
Sure. So Washington took a sort of baby step approach, and that really allowed time for the public within the state to get used to the concept of legal recognition of same-sex couples. And I think even though it took a number of years, it wasn't the result of a quick court decision. There's also been less backlash against it because I think people feel like it didn't come upon them as a surprise. They had time to get used to it.
Well, Peter Nicholas, you rattled off a list of states. How close are we to having same-sex marriage legalized in every corner of this country?
At last glance, every state but North Dakota has an active lawsuit or already allows same-sex marriage. And I understand that North Dakota is days, if not weeks, away from having litigation filed there. So I don't think we're talking days or weeks before you have it in the entire country. I think it's going to still be a process of a few steps forward, a few steps back. So I think for people in some states, it's still going to be a long haul. But I think we're talking more years rather than decades, as people once thought.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking time to explain this to us.
My pleasure.
Peter Nicholas is a law professor at the University of Washington. He talked to Marcy Selman. He's the co-author of a book called The Geography of Love, Same-Sex Marriage and Relationship Recognition in America.